I did this reading with the kids today in the high school, and we got into these poems, and they really, I think they never really heard poems like that. And I think that's amazing that people can grow up and not know what poetry is or what poetry can do. Most of the time they think poetry is very boring and tiresome, and mostly it is. But but you know, it could be alive if it's about real things and real issues. I want to read a poem that is very serious, and it has to do with a near-death experience I had when I was about, I guess, 15 years old. And it's called The Concrete River, which is the name of the book. And how many know what the Concrete River is? That's right, the LA River. And there's concrete rivers here, and there's concrete rivers all over the place. But it's funny because I always thought that a river was nothing but concrete when they ever said river. When I went to Chicago again, there is a river with water over there. And I was amazed that there was actually a river with water going on. But as you know, for a lot of people, especially like in L.A., and the L.A. River and all its different canals, people hanged out there. You know, there's graffiti. They would get drunk, make love, fight, do whatever. It was just like a little hangout. And we used to do, I did a lot of different drugs. And one of those things, of course, was sniffing, which a lot of our kids do. One of the things that happened is I've been covering the story of Salvadoreños and L.A. immigrants who have come there from recently, joined barrios there, joined gangs there, and then they get deported, and they go back to El Salvador, and they don't know the country anymore. They came like when they're children. So now in El Salvador, there's L.A. gangs, and there's drive-bys, and there's graffiti, and there's lowriders, and there's cholos, and all these things that's happening down there. And I went down there to talk to people, and I even went to the prisons, and all these LA homeboys are in the prisons, and orale, I say, they come up to me and talk to me, you know, and like, could have been in LA. There's a Hollywood set in El San Salvador now of the Mara Salvatrucha. So they have transported the gang culture to Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. It's the whole idea that, you know, if you get rid of them, the problem is over with, right? It doesn't work that way, because the problem had to do with something else. And anyway, when I was walking through the Capitol, I saw these little kids, and all over Latin America, there's all these homeless children, thousands of them, with no shoes, literally walking the inner cities. And a lot of them are called huelepegas. They're the sniffers. And I saw two little kids, 6 and 7 years old, crossing the street, holding each other, with the bag, and it brought tears to my eyes, because that's exactly what we did in the East LA area. That's exactly what I went through, and it's amazing how that's one of the links to our children that goes all the way down to Americas, is damn glue, or whatever it is, spray, lo que sea. I want to read this poem because it was a near-death experience in which I had actually stopped breathing, actually went through the tunnel. You know, saw the light, and people talk about this now because I didn't know this, that you're dying and you're going through a tunnel and you see it. I went through all this stuff. And, but one of my homeboys saved me, and I was really pissed off when it happened because I didn't want him to bring me back, you know. I was really pissed off at this guy. So let me read you the poem. It's called The Concrete River. We sink into the dust, Baba and me, beneath brush of prickly leaves, ivy strangling trees, singing our last rites of locura. Homeboys, worshiping God fumes out of spray cans. Our backs press up against a corrugated steel fence along the dried banks of a concrete river. Spray-painted outpourings on walls offer a chaos of color for the eyes. Home for now, hidden in weeds, furnished with stained mattresses and plastic milk crates. Wood planks thrust into thick branches serves as roof. The door is a torn cloth curtain knocked before entering. Home for now, sandwiched in between the maddening days. We aim spray into paper bags, sucker them, take deep breaths. An echo still sounds, grates the sky. Home for now, along an urban spawn stream of muck, we gargle in the technicolor synthesized madness. This river, This concrete river becomes a steaming, bubbling snake of water, pouring over nightmares of wakefulness, pouring out a rush of birds, a flow of clear liquid on a cloudless day. Not like the black oil stains we lie in. Not like the factory air engulfing us. Not this plastic death in a can. Sun rays dance on the surface. Gray fish fidget below the sheen. And us looking like Huckleberry Finns, Tom Sawyers with stick fishing poles as dew drips off low branches as if it were Earth's breast milk. Oh, we should be novas of our born days. We should be scraping wet dirt with calloused toes. We should be flowering petals playing ball. Soon water fish do wane into a pulsating whiteness. I enter a tunnel of circles swimming to a glare of lights. Family and friends beckon me. I want to be there in perpetual dreaming. In the den of exquisite screens, I want to know this mother comfort surging through me. I am a sliver of blazing ember entering a womb of brightness. I am a hovering specter shedding scarred flesh. I am a clown sneaking out of a painted mouth in the sky. I am your son, Ama, seeking the security of shadows, fleeing weary eyes, bursting brown behind a sewing machine. I am your brother, the one you threw off rooftops, tore into with rage, the one you visited, a rag of a boy lying in a hospital bed, ruptured. I am friend of books, prey of cops, lover of the barrio women selling hamburgers and tacos at the P&G burger stand. I welcome this heavy shroud. I want to be buried in it, to be sculptured marble in craftier hands. Soon an electrifying hum sinks teeth into brain, then claws surround me, pull at me, back to the dust, to the concrete river. Let me go. To stay entangled in this mesh of barbed serenity, but over me is a face, mouth breathing back life. I feel the gush of air, the pebbles and debris beneath me. Give me the bag, man, I slur. No way, you died, man, Baba said. You stopped breathing and died. I have to go back, you don't understand. I try to get up to reach the sky, all for the lights. For this whore of a sun to blind me, to entice me to burn, come back. Let me swing in delight to the haunting now, to pierce colors of virgin skies, not here along a concrete river, but there licked by tongues of flame.